from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App. You are still listening?
Attending National Zikir, President Joko Widodo and Vice President Maruf Amin asked for apology. Indonesian and Swiss bilateral cooperation is undeniably positive. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Joko Widodo and Vice President Maruf Amin attended the joint Zikir and National Prayer to welcome the 79th Indonesian Independence Day at the courtyard of the Merdeka Palace on Thursday. On that occasion, President Joko Widodo, on behalf of himself and Vice President Maruf Amin, expressed their deepest apologies for mistakes and shortcomings in carrying out the mandate while leading the country.
Dengan segenap kesungguhan dan kerendahan hati, izinkanlah saya.
With all sincerity and humility, let me and Professor Kyai Haji Maruf Amin would like to apologize deeply for all mistakes and shortcomings, especially as long as we both carried out the mandate as President of the Republic of Indonesia and as Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia.
Salah dan kilat selama ini, khususnya selama kami berdua menjalankan amanah sebagai Presiden Republik Indonesia dan sebagai Wakil Presiden Republik Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo admitted that he was very aware that as humans, both of them could not possibly please and meet the expectation of all parties. He viewed that he was not perfect, while perfections only belong to Allah, which he called the Almighty over everything. He also invited the participants present to ask for God's help to become a good country and get forgiveness from God Almighty. The Zikir Bersama and National Prayer event was attended by thousands of people consisting of numbers of leaders of Islamic boarding schools, community organizations, religious leaders, and students from various locations. On National Day of Swiss 2024 that was held in Jakarta on Thursday, August 1, 2024, Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno said that the trajectory of both nations undeniably positive.
The close bond between Indonesia and Switzerland is further reinforced by our shared perspectives on various global issues, including human rights and Maltese. In our 73rd year of friendship and our bilateral cooperation, I am very confident that the trajectory for both our nations is undeniably positive.
Minister Uno added that in tourism sector, Indonesia and Switzerland have prepared an MOU to be signed. New projects and sustainable tourism development and a significant achievement with the ratification of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement between Indonesia and European Free Trade Association member states can bring progress and prosperity to both countries. The Indonesian National Counterterrorism Agency conducted a socialization and pre-audit of minimum security standards at the Jakarta Cathedral Church on Thursday to ensure that the arrival of Pope Francis in September 2024 can run safely and smoothly. In conducting the pre-audit, the assessment team from the agency examined the standard procedures document related to security and equipment, infrastructure and security personnel in the cathedral environment. Head of the Environmental Security Subdirectorate of the agency, Satyo Pranowo, in his official statement said that based on regulation, public facilities such as churches receive protections from the threat of criminal acts of terrorism. Meanwhile, the corps volunteer of the security section of the National Committee for the Arrival of Pope Francis, Robert Haryanto Watratan, admitted that he appreciated the presence of the agency to secure the arrival of Pope Francis. According to Robert, the Pope's arrival in Indonesia is a symbol of tolerance, friendship and dialogue between religious communities as well as the attention of the whole world. KRI Bima Suci began a diplomacy and grand mission sailing for the next 90 days with 189 Naval Academy cadets and cadets from 17 countries. Reported by Antara, the ship departed from Surabaya, East Java, to several countries in East Asia to Russia. On the voyage, the cadets took part in the Kartika Jala Krida practice exercise and the 2024 ASEAN Plus Cadet Sail APCS with 32 Naval Academy cadets from 17 countries. Therefore, the commander of the Indonesian Navy's Kuarmada II, Rear Admiral Aryantyo Chondro Wibowo, in his mandate during the departure ceremony in Surabaya, East Java on Thursday, called the KRI Bima Suci's mission this year special. Cadets from 17 countries and AAL cadets sailed together with KRI Bima Suci with the route Surabaya, Jakarta and the final destination Singapore. Afterwards, KRI Bima Suci will continue its voyage to a number of places in Asia before returning to Surabaya. Indonesian Ambassador to France Mohamad Omar said he had made the Indonesian Embassy in Paris an Indonesian house to support the Indonesian contingent at the 2024 Paris Olympic. In an interview with RRI on Thursday, this was done as a form of support from the Indonesian Embassy in Paris for the Indonesian contingent who was competing at the 2024 Paris Olympic. He also said that in addition to the Indonesian Embassy in Paris, a facility called Rumah Garuda had also been prepared to support the Indonesian contingent. The facility built by the Ministry of Youth and Sports brings together athletes, officials, health workers, and supporters of the Indonesian contingent in one place. In addition to supporting the Indonesian contingent, Ambassador Mohamad Omar was also discussing the possibility of fostering Indonesian footballers in France. Let's move on to the international news, where more than 20 people in northern India died in landslides caused by heavy rains. Reported by Antara from the Press Trust of India news agency on Thursday, said that the death toll from landslide in Kerala, southwest India, reached 177 people. In addition, more than 200 people were reported injured as a result of the disaster. The monsoon rains that continue to hit South Asia and the Southeast Asia at the start of the season have caused floods and landslides, causing many casualties as well as damage to buildings and agricultural land. Monsoon are regional winds that change azimuthal direction by at least 120 degrees and occur once every 6 months. Russian government spokesman Dmitry Peskov said on Thursday that any F-16 fighters sent to Ukraine will be shut down. The Kremlin statement came in response to reports that the first fighter jets had arrived in Ukraine. Russia claims the presence of the aircraft will not have a major impact on the battlefield. For more than 2 years, Ukraine has been begging Western countries for the U.S.-made fighter jets. Ukraine hopes the arrival of the fighter jets will allow it to better protect itself from Russian attacks. Several NATO countries have also pledged to supply a number of fighter jets and have been training Ukrainian pilots and crews for months. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in an interview in May that Ukraine needs about 130 F-16s to ensure parity with the Russian fleet. Listen, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Today's commentary is on Haniyeh's assassination slows down peace efforts in Gaza. Head of the political bureau of the Palestinian resistance group Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, was killed in an airstrike in Tehran last Wednesday, July the 31st. According to Hamas, Haniyeh was in the Iranian capital to attend the inauguration of Masoud Pezeshkian as the new president of Iran on Tuesday. although no official investigation results have been announced, Hamas has accused Israel of being the perpetrators of the assassination. Israel, which is accused of launching the attack that killed the Hamas leader, has yet to make any statement. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Washington had no knowledge or involvement in the assassination of the Hamas leader. Haniyeh's assassination immediately drew widespread condemnation from the international community. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the assassination of the Hamas leader and described Israel's action as cowardly and dangerous. Meanwhile, according to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the assassination of Haniyeh was a heinous act to undermine the struggle of the Palestinian people and their noble resistance in the Gaza Strip. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov said the incident was a political assassination that was completely unacceptable and would lead to further escalation of tensions. The Qatari Foreign Ministry also called the assassination of Haniyeh a dangerous escalation in the Gaza conflict and a clear violation of international and humanitarian law that undermines peace efforts. The Chinese government also condemned the assassination of Ismail Haniyeh. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jian said at a press conference in Beijing last Wednesday that Beijing was deeply concerned about the incident and firmly opposed and condemned the assassination. He also emphasized that China has always proposed resolving regional disputes through negotiation and dialogue. Gaza must also achieve a full and permanent ceasefire as soon as possible to avoid further escalation of the conflict and confrontation. From Indonesia, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs also strongly condemned the assassination of Ismail Haniyeh. Through social media X on Wednesday, the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs emphasized that the action was a provocation that could escalate the conflict in the region and damage the ongoing negotiation process. Ismail Haniyeh played an important role in the efforts to negotiate a ceasefire in Gaza and was the spearhead of Hamas international diplomacy. Haniyeh's death is feared to hinder peace in Gaza. Moreover, a high-ranking Hamas official, Sami Abu Zuhri, said that the murder of Ismail Haniyeh would not extinguish their resistance. Hopefully, the regrettable murder of Haniyeh will not damage the peace efforts in Gaza that have been pioneered by various parties. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nugo Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I'll start today in history with August 2, 1934, when Adolf Hitler becomes head of state of Germany. Adolf Hitler was the leader of the German National Socialist Party, or Nazi, who became Chancellor of Germany after winning the general elections in 1933. On August 2, 1934, the president of Germany at that time, Paul von Hindenburg, died. Instead of finding a new president, Hitler combined the position of president and chancellor into Führer, or leader. The position of Führer was later abolished after Germany lost World War II in 1945. Let's move on to August 2, 1990, when Iraq invades Kuwait. On August 2, 1990, Iraqi forces led by Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. The Iraqi invasion led to the outbreak of the Second Gulf War. The invasion drew a strong response from the international community. The United Nations UN imposed economic sanctions on Iraq. Tensions between Iraq and Kuwait led to military intervention by the US-led international coalitions in Operation Desert Storm in 1991. The coalition eventually succeeded in expelling Iraqi forces from Kuwait. I'll end today in history with August 2, 1999, when train collisions at Gaisal Station, India's occurred. Two Indian passenger trains, the Avadh Assam Express and the Brahmaputra Mail, collided at Gaisal Station, West Bengal, in the early hours of August 2, 1999. The two trains traveling in opposite directions were carrying out about 2,500 people. Due to a signaling error, both were speeding along the same track, while three of the four existing rail lines were closed for maintenance. At least 285 people were killed and 300 other injured in the incident.
It's okay, bila kau merasa ragu, bila kau butuh waktu, dunia bisa menunggu. Hey, it's okay, bila ternyata kau salah, dan bila kau harus kalah, teruskan saja melangkah. Kita gagal, terjatuh, kecewa, itu hal biasa. Enjoy the process, hadapi semua, pastikan terlewati. Hey, tersenyumlah, man, live up. Nobody is. Hey, it's okay. Bila kau merasa lelah, kadang stuck, ingin teriak, bersumpah, serapah, tetaplah bersyukur. Ingatlah selalu ceritamu, dan ceritanya tak selalu sama. Ya, mungkin ada sedikit mirip, tapi tetap akan berbeda. Namun meski begitu, semua tetaplah indah. Kita gagal, terjatuh, kecewa, itu hal biasa. proses hadapi semua pasti kan terlewati. Oh, oh.
Hey,
tersenyumlah men live bloom, tertawalah tanpa ragu.
It's okay,
it's okay, you are beautiful. Oh, oh.
Hey,
beri yang terbaik yang kau bisa.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Government encourages three industries to use healthy lifestyle. The Indonesian Minister of Industry, Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, encouraged three industries, namely apparel, shoes and sports equipment, to use the growing healthy lifestyle. Quoted by Antara on Wednesday, 31st of July, Minister Agus Gumiwang believed that the interest in a healthy lifestyle will never die. It means the market will keep growing. Minister Agus Gumiwang also explained the sportswear industry subsector, because there are many local brand products with top features such as elasticity, lightweightness, comfort, sweat-absorbing, quick-dry, as well as varying colors and models. However, the minister said the Indonesian market is still dominated by international brands, even though their quality is not much different from the local ones. Therefore, he encouraged a more intensive collaboration between the government and industry players, as well as influencers, to promote local brands in the country and abroad. This also applies to the sports shoes subsector that has quick development from the increasing health lifestyle in Indonesia. They recorded that the sports shoes is a non-oil and gas industry commodity with great contribution in the national export, with transaction value in January to May 2024, reaching $1.86 billion. Meanwhile, for sports equipment industry, the improvement opportunity can still be done through sports equipment production and export, such as badminton, soccer, volleyball, tennis ball, and other equipment for local competitions like National Sports Week, Indonesian Basketball League or IBL, and Pro Liga, as well as international contests in the FIFA World Cup. That was My Indonesia.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do.
I just heard you found the one you've been looking, you've been looking for. I wish I would have known that wasn't me. Tonight.
brain. Oh, it's such a shame. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do.
I just hope you're lying next to somebody who knows how to love you like me. There must be a good reason that you're gone.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder. Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder presents information for beach lovers that we recommend you to visit Cilacap, Central Java, Indonesia. There is a beach called Indah Widara Payung Beach. It attracts people with its beautiful panoramic view. The soft and clean beach sand lies along three villages, namely Widara Payung Wetan, Widara Payung Kulon, and Sidayu. It's located in Binangun District, about 35 kilometers from the eastern part of Cilacap City, and takes about 45 minutes of travel time. Listeners, to enjoy Indah Widara Payung Beach, you have to pay an entrance ticket fee of about 10,000 rupiah or less than $1 per person. Once you reach the beach, you'll be welcomed by a pristine black sand beach view. Indah Widara Payung beach area tends to be flat and covered by coconut trees on the coast, creating a cooling atmosphere. Just like most beaches, you can swim at this beach. However, you have to be careful since the waves are quite big. Don't swim too far from the shore. But if you don't have the nerve to swim in open water, then you can swim in the swimming pool available at this beach. Because of the big waves, surfing has become a favorite activity for visitors. Besides surfing and swimming, you can also explore Indah Widara Payung beach area by riding on horseback or horse-drawn carts along the beach. By spending 40,000 to 50,000 rupiah, you can rent a horse-drawn cart or a horse to enjoy the beauty of Widara Payung beach. Don't forget to try local food such as Mendoan Amba and Yutuk crackers. Yutuk is a sand crab that is fried like crackers. Widara Payung beach is also equipped with various facilities, such as bathrooms, parking area, prayer room, swimming pool, and homestay. That's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Baby, please tell me why I gave you everything I had.
listener, today's miscellany informs you about Indonesian films that are increasingly popular in various prestigious international festivals. The Shadow Strays, directed by Timo Cahyanto, will have its premiere show at the Toronto International Film Festival 2024 for the Midnight Madness Special Program. The film will be screened on September 13 to the 15. Midnight Madness is a Toronto International Film Festival program that specifically screens action, horror, and fantasy films at night. The Shadow Strays is one out of 10 films screened in the Midnight Madness Toronto International Film Festival. This program will be started by screening The Substance, a film directed by Corelli Farget. Several films are screened in the program, such as Dead Male, Dead Talent Society, Escape from the 21st Century, and The Gesui Dose. The Shadow Strays has also become one out of several Indonesian film projects released on the Netflix streaming service throughout 2024. Listener, The Shadow Strays is the latest work of Timo Cahyanto. He is known as the director of May the Devil Take You in 2018. The Night Comes for Us in 2018, May the Devil Take You 2 in 2020, and The Big Four in 2022. The Shadow Strays is about a 17-year-old assassin who's suspended by an organization she is under. However, one day, she witnesses a boy who lost his mother to a murder committed by a criminal syndicate. The young assassin sets out to challenge the organization to rescue him. However, her effort is difficult to carry out since she has to deal with many parties. That was Miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Far away, far away.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, the inner bone, love, and longing of a child for his mother never fails to bring emotion to a song. So, it is with a pop song from Gorontalo entitled Tahuli Li Mama. The song Tahuli Li Mama contains a deep meaning of a child's love and longing from his mother. The word Tahuli itself in Gorontalo language means feelings of longing or true love. The lyric in the song Tahuli Li Mama express longing for mother, sincere feelings of love and appreciation for their irreplaceable love and sacrifice. The lyric also depicts a portrait of togetherness and family warmth of the Gorontalo community. Well, listener, here is Tahuli Li Mama song by Giu Damanik. Enjoy listening the song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Travel the world with me. I'll buy you a ticket to Paris. Or we could go to Japan if you want to. Or maybe New Zealand. You know they shoot Lord of the Rings there. You mean the world to me. And I wanna take you out tonight. if you let me. Let me take you out tonight.
I don't know if I
how
can.
About tomorrow for coffee? Perfect, then I'm waiting outside your house now. About some movies then. Books at the park, my friend.
Gustave Flaubert.
Following your footsteps to the beach.
We can go and play with dolphins
till the end of the sunset.
Of Indonesia.
Just
Voice of Indonesia.
Hari ke hari terbayang dia lagi, masih ku cari satu hati yang pasti, yang tak ingkar janji, tak buat sakit hati lagi. Aku sadari cinta yang ku jalani, oh, berujung miri. Sulit hati untuk nikmati cinta sendiri. Malah jalani kisah yang sama, berputar di rasa yang lara. Inginnya cinta berujung indah, namun berakhir sama. Pahami semua yang terjadi, cinta terus begini, karena dia yang main hati. Ku harus bagaimana? Jalani kisah yang sama, berputar di rasa yang lara. Inginnya cinta berujung indah, namun berakhir lelah. Jalani kisah yang sama, berputar di rasa yang lara. Inginnya cinta berujung indah, namun berakhir sama.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.